What I think is remarkable too is that you look around Sage Athletics. I know I'm sure both of you can attest to this. You know, you look around Sage Athletics. You know, the women's volleyball program has done very well for itself in recent years. Obviously, Sage Women's Hoops 2 years ago won their conference. Sage Men's Hoops won their conference last year. Sage Softball has been doing well recently. It seems like everybody's kind of getting that that little bite of championship fever around the entire campus and everyone in the athletic department, it seems like.
It is, yeah. It starts with we just have fantastic support from the top down. I mean, from our president to the administration. There's unbelievable support for athletics on the campus. Our athletic director does a fantastic job of really guiding every one of our teams and putting us in place to be successful. And we couldn't do it without that kind of support from our administration. And the coaches, they're just, you can tell from the success we've had, they work hard to bring in the right players, the right kind of people. And it's a great atmosphere on campus with the athletics. So you combine all that, and it's great to see that all the hard work of the department is paying off.
Sage men's soccer coach Kyle Clancy and senior goalkeeper TJ Zahner joined us here on Katie's Corner on Sporty 1240 NBC Sports Radio and also streaming live online, sporty1240.com. We'll get to the NCAA tournament region in a second, but I do want to bring up something outside of the soccer realm for a second. As the PA announcer for Sage Hoops, I can't help but notice over the last couple of years, the gradual influx of soccer players who come to these basketball games. And I'm trying to figure out how to say this properly without getting too much trouble. The energy level from, you know, the games that are kind of when a lot of classes are going on or when there's a school break to, you know, January and February when the soccer guys just infiltrate the entire gymnasium and turn it into, like, you know, U.S. Argentina. It's quite interesting, to say the least. Has that been like a weird motivation you guys have had to just, you know, take over campus and bring that kind of excitement to everywhere?
Well, I'm going to let TJ handle this one in a second because I can tell you that he's the ringleader of that group. For me as a coach, it's been a really important thing to pass along to my guys the importance of supporting each other on the campus. And we want them to come to our games. We want them to support us, and we have to, you know, repay the favor and make sure that we're going to support them. And the environment, we've always wanted to see that at all the games. We want to see the gym packed. We want to see the group of players supporting their teammates and be loud and help change the environment. So it's been something I've tried to pass along to them, and they've just eaten it up and just done an excellent job with it. But I'll let TJ talk more about that.
Yeah, you know, since my freshman year, yeah, I came in with a high energy. I love sports, so it wasn't hard really to, you know, get in the gym, cheer on, because a lot of them were my friends too. So, you know, it was fun cheering them on, getting rowdy, you know, give them a little extra motivation to win. You know, our fans are out there supporting us, so it's a lot of fun. And then once, you know, we had other classes come in, they're like, oh, you know what, we should start going to more games and start getting, you know, loud. They, you know, the teams love that. So it's kind of become like a tradition to where, like, you know, we come out in numbers and we just heckle and yell and have a good time. And so we get a good return as well in our games. So it's a lot of fun to support our teams that are, you know, playing. We get it in return. So it's a good feeling.
And I will say it definitely helps when the teams win, and we've seen that from a lot of our teams in the gym, that they're doing an excellent job, so it makes it even more fun.
And I'll definitely say this, probably two of my cooler moments, and I've gone around the area and covered my fair share of stuff, but I think two of the cooler moments I've had were the two Skyline Conference basketball title games the last 2 years, because not just obviously because Sage won, but because I'm sitting there, and I'm feeling like it's almost Duke, North Carolina, because you got the soccer guys in one corner of the gymnasium taking up an entire section of the stands, just causing all kinds of hell and chaos. And then behind the benches, the supposed visiting team fans are all kind of like, how the hell do we handle this? I don't know. It was a great dynamic to witness firsthand. It really was.
I'm glad to see that they're out there supporting. I mean, it's a big part for me as a coach, so it's really great to see that.
All right, now, finally, let's get to the placement you have in the NCAA Division III tournament. It's going to be starting this Saturday, the 14th. You're going to be going to Canton, New York, and taking on St. Lawrence University. And the other two teams in that region are going to be the University of Scranton from down in down the coast, and then UMass Boston. How much do you guys know about the teams that are going to be in this region, in particular about St. Lawrence, your first round matchup?
I know of each of the teams. Definitely all strong programs. All have recently been to the NCAA tournament. Within, if not last year, within the last couple of years. St. Lawrence in particular, definitely a storied program, national championships on their resume. They're definitely going to be good. I mean, any team that makes the NCAA tournament is going to be an excellent team, and we're just really excited at the opportunity to be able to play against a team like that and show them what we have to offer. There's one thing that I love about this team and this group of guys is they have all the confidence in the world, and they're not going to back down from anybody. So it's going to be a really exciting time taking them on.
Yeah, and TJ, you hear Coach say there, St. Lawrence, a program that's, had their share of success in the NCAA tournament. How do you feel like yourself and the rest of the upperclassmen are going to go about making sure that everybody is in the right mindset and got their eyes on the prize, so to speak, as you head into the tournament?
Yeah, I mean, St. Lawrence, great program. I have a couple friends who go to school up there, so we certainly know how they are. And we all, in the beginning of the season, we bought in, and we knew if when we win, that we're going to play one of these phenomenal teams that make it to the NCAA tournament. So I think everyone knows what has to be done and what needs to be, put on in every day of practice leading up to this game. So it's not going to be hard motivating our players. Their mindsets are already, made up, and it's win or bust. So, give everything you got to every game, and that's their mentality already. So it's not going to need much fixing,
I just actually thought of one more question, and both of you can help me with this. Just in general, the sport of, and I'll be respectful here, the sport of football, all right, because that's what it is in the end. It's been gaining ground here in the U.S., particularly with the U.S. national team success, both on the men's and women's side, and much more so the women's side, but that's whatever. Talk a bit about the impressions that both of you have on the sport and where it stands right now in the U.S. and how much more growth you think it can have, over the next number of years.
I think for a huge soccer fan like myself, it's great to see it grow in our home country. And I know myself, I'm getting up any Saturday or Sunday morning I can, and I'm watching the English Premier League. And that was a habit I've had. But now it's not even just that. It's staying up at night to watch the MLS because there's progress in that league, and those teams are getting better. So seeing the success our teams are having and the development of our leagues has been tremendous, and you're seeing a lot more people wearing jerseys and rooting for teams and creating a fan base. I think that's going to be really exciting for our sport going forward. A lot more kids playing the sport and hoping to develop into excellent players for our country in the future. And I think a lot of us, as true soccer fans, want to see us eventually win a World Cup, and hopefully one day we'll get there, and I think we're heading in the right direction. TJ, anything from you?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with Coach. Watching Sunday, games and Saturday games are definitely on my agenda. Watching the MLS is great too. Seeing players from overseas come play, like Didier Drogba, David Beckham coming over earlier, Thierry Henry, Steven Gerrard, all those players, big names coming over to play in the U.S. is great for the popularity, and especially in a country, where basketball, football, and these sports that dominate, it gives a little accreditation to our league and our sports. And I think that we are taking the right steps towards our national teams and building them up and getting players in their academies and actually building a team from the ground up, and hopefully we'll get one.
Sage Men's Soccer Head Coach Kyle Clancy, Senior Goalkeeper TJ Zehner. Guys, congratulations on the championship, and obviously best of luck as you take on St. Lawrence this Saturday. And, you know, let's get it done. Let's bring home a couple of W's to Sage next week.
Will do, and we really appreciate you having us on and talking a little bit about our team and our program. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Go Gators!